Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bob Papiani and I at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry with the General. General Patton has invited us in. He also helped kick off the donations with $1,000 to Feed the Need with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Our radiothon is next week, but we're starting today, really. And this is the spot. Of course, it's year-round. If you can text NEED to 50155, that's the thing to do, Bob. Is do that right now. 50155. We have a wonderful donation from a neighbor here. Flowers by Gerard has donated $200. Wow. I'll put that in right now. And I'll tell you about the items right after I give the number where you can bid on the items in our fan auction here. 412-920-9444. That's 920-9444. We got Paul Skeens, three cards, could be very valuable. Top bid there is $150. We have the Clemente booklet card with pieces of a game-used bat. Mickey Mantle on that card, a couple others. Ted Williams, Frank Robinson, Carl Yastrzemski. That's up to $350 right now. T.J. Watt autographed jersey, Beckett authentic. Can bid on that. All these separate bids, of course. The Penguins team-signed stick. 22 autographs, including Mario. Paul Coffey, Mark Recchi, Kevin Stevens, very appropriately. The top bid right now is $66. And the O'Neill Cruz autographed baseballs at $35, and I think that's going to rise. In all the excitement here, General, we forgot about Starkey's card of the week. Bob, do you have a guess? I'm going with Sid, because every night it seems there's a different milestone or approaching one.
Yeah, that was mine too, just because he tied Gretzky with the most amount of points in one single franchise. So maybe that was going to be... If I had to pick a second one, I would pick
Aaron Rodgers, Milroe for going out to dinner with the Steelers brass last night.
No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe it's Cam Hayward because Cam Hayward spoke up.
Maybe. What do we got, General?
Bob's red hot. We're going with Cam Hayward, the anti-Aaron Rodgers candidate this week.
I like that. Let's give him a hand for that one.
And let's give Cam Hayward a hand for saying, let's get on with it. Yeah, we're either a Steeler or we're not.
Right.
So we have a Prestige Cam Hayward rookie autograph. That's the card we're going to give away for the regular Starkey's card of the week.
Holy bird milk. Speaking of which, do you have a Kurt Loudermilk card? He just signed yesterday.
Isaiah.
Isaiah, I mean. Who am I thinking
Kurt
of?
Kurt Loudermilk.
Who's Kurt Loudermilk?
90s football.
See, I do that a lot, too.
Is he a player?
I do that a lot, too, when there's, especially with his father sons.
I'm losing
like
my
Andrew
mind
Andrew Luck,
here.
I always used to call him Oliver
that
because I remember
that
Oliver.
That's a tough one, yeah. Yeah.
Scott Young for the Penguins, and who was it?
Warren Young.
Well, Warren out.
Young from Houston?
No, not Michael Young. There are a lot of Youngs.
One of the interesting things about your business and mine is when younger people come in, and you mention Omar Marino being on the 79 Pirates, and they're like, never heard of him. Right?
The young people don't.
Right.
But this is a great way to learn.
There
you
is.
Can come in here.
Are you a doctor?
What? Lawyer, actually.
Lawyer, okay.
Oh.
I'm looking for a doctor to come in, Bob, to check my bite here on my right leg, and he could check your tooth while he was at it. I imagine sooner or later a doctor's going to come in, right?
This is not a doctor, but I know where these guys are from.
No, there's pizza here from Dom's. Too bad Ron's not
here. Domenico's. There we go. Here we go.
This is incredible.
This is
Hello, Dom.
Look.
There's Ron Cooks.
The sexiest man alive on the cover of the pizza box.
On the cover of the pizza box. Dom, how are you, sir? We appreciate this. Who? Hi, sorry, Filippo.
I know about Filippo. That's right. You got mentioned all the time by Ron.
Do you know of a doctor in the area who could look at a bite on my right leg? He says, no, Bob. Maybe we could do this later. Thank you, sir, for the pizzas.
Yeah,
we appreciate that very much. Bob, I'm also paranoid, which is why the general gave me hand sanitizer here. We have T-Bird here. I'm afraid of the T-Bird flu.
He has the flu?
No.
Okay, then what are you worried about?
Nothing. Let's bring on this man. Last year, there was a wonderful lady who said that the last name of her father, so originally her last name, is Starkey. And this year, he's a FedEx employee, drives around, listens to the show, Bob. His name is Kevin Starkey. Is this a miracle?
But he's no relation.
I don't know. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're not related. You don't know that for sure?
I don't think we are.
My wife done a DNA test just to make sure you're not related to him?
No, we haven't done that yet, but it's a possibility, I guess.
Where are your ancestors from?
My dad was born in West Virginia.
Does he know Adam Crowley?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
I don't know that I have any from West Virginia, any relatives. We could be distantly related?
Perhaps. My wife does the genealogy thing. Maybe I'll get her started.
Wouldn't that be funny if you found that Joe Starkey was somehow related to you?
That would be incredible.
That'd be awesome.
For all I know, this is my long-lost cousin, Bob.
Yeah, I think that would... Well, listen, since you guys have a lot to talk about, Sunday dinners, things that I've not been invited to, go ahead.
Did you know that Ringo Starr's real name is Richard Starkey, Kevin?
Yes, I knew that.
Who's the most famous Starkey who ever lived? Joe Starkey, the guy who called the band on the field play. Did you know that?
I thought you were more famous than he was, actually.
Bob? You want to break the tie there?
Well, no, I agree with you. I think it was the guy called the Stanford band play. By the way, the other Starkey that was in radio, do you know his net worth is a lot? Did you see it?
Other Joe Starkey?
Yes.
What do you mean? Where did this come out?
You could look online and find out. It popped up one day and out of the blue, and I was like, I said, really? He made that much money? He must be good in something other than this, because I know making what you make here, you can't make what, you know, that sort of money.
Probably not. Not only did he call the band on the field play, he also told me once when I met him. And when I met him, Bob, I said, hello, my name is Joe Starkey. Pleased to meet you. He said, so is mine. He had one of the only live broadcasts of the Miracle on Ice, maybe the only one, on the radio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you remember the game was on delay. Do you remember that?
Yeah, anytime it's over there, you know, Lake Placid was on delay because of the way the television set it up.
Right.
They wanted that to be later so everyone could watch it.
And I think there's some Miracle on Ice memorabilia right here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. You should stop by and say hello. Kevin, I really appreciate you listening to the show. I'm glad that both of us are named Starkey, and you're a wonderful man.
You do a good job with FedEx.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And your daughter is very nice as well.
Yeah. I want to make sure I come with my wife today to see you guys. So.
Oh, it's your wife?
Yeah, my wife, Jackie.
See, he's taking care of you, Jackie.
See that? Yeah. I don't know if that was more of a compliment to her or an insult to you. But
what are you doing here?
Sorry.
She took it that way. You're taking it quite the other.
I try to please as much as I can, so.
This is incredulent.
Well, she looks like
a daughter. Where do we go from here? I know. I think it was a compliment.
No, but it was nice to meet the other Starkeys that we know in this area. So this has become like a tradition, I take it, huh?
Let me give a shout out to my brothers, Keith, Chris, and Bob. So we got three other brothers. So.
The Starkey family singers.
How many people come up to you and say, do you know Joe Starkey? Are you related?
There's a lot of people, actually. Yeah.
Great question, Bob. I didn't think of that. Do people say that?
Yeah, they'll ask me all the time.
And what do they say about Joe Starkey when you say not related?
I said, I wish I was. He's a heck of a nice guy.
Look at that.
Very nice, huh?
Even though he just insulted you and said that.
All right.
Thanks, Mr. Starkey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Filippo here has a Ron Cook apron on. Can you believe this, Bob?
Well, look at Ron's nose. It's much bigger on that apron than I remember.
Kiss the cook. That's amazing.
Was that what was that? That was a competition or something? Or kiss the...
It was a kiss charity.
Oh, a charity event, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'd hate to win that one, wouldn't you, Bob? All right. Thank you very much to Domenico's for donating all these pizzas. And thank you to everyone for being here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bob, we have business to attend to here. Jared Jones, this injury, I'm not sure why Bubba Chandler wouldn't be a prime candidate. I realize Harrington is the one they kept around, but to me this opens the door for Chandler, doesn't it?
It should, but the way they're going to do business, they're going to wait on him and not activate his clock, so it'll be Harrington if it needs to be. And, again, we saw evidence of something going on yesterday because he pitched five innings, and normally – you would not see a guy go that far if he's not going to be in their rotation, but he did. So, you know, hopefully this is just precautionary and Jones can actually pitch with some rest. But anytime you're talking about elbow
discomfort
or anything like that, it leads normally to bad things. We have an update here on the Clemente booklet card. We now have a new total coming in at $500. So if you call 412-920-9444, feed the need, and you want that Clemente booklet card, with game used bat pieces on it. It's really an incredible thing. It's worth a lot more than that, I'll tell you. You can get it. The bid is up to $500, so call and up it.
Bob, I'm still recovering from the Kevin Starkey incident.
Your intentions were good.
Yeah, I thought
you
that
know.
Was. I thought.
And most men don't care. You know, that's.
If you're going to. compliment somebody and insult somebody else, always compliment the wife, I say.
We were told to say hi, Robbie. Robbie felt... Oh, Robin.
Robin.
Okay, Robin. Sorry, we didn't mean to omit you, but we didn't. They did, so...
Did you see the Najee Harris quotes today, Bob?
No.
He apparently has spoken about leaving the Steelers, and I think we can maybe read into some of these quotes. Why don't we talk about that next as we get ready for Jay Caulfield at the top of the hour. It's Pomp and Joe. We're at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. We're kicking off our Feed the Need Radiothon. A lot of generous people here, including the general himself, who put a $1,000 check in the little box. You can come in and say hello to Bob and I. NT Bird, who's become something of a legend. Did you know he won the hot dog eating contest, Bob?
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How many?
It was six, but they were jumbo size. They wanted to see us suffer. They were like the size of an Italian sausage.
With the bread.
Yeah, with it.
Yeah, with the bread.
In 10 minutes.
Any condiments?
No.
Bob, could you do that?
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Especially with your tooth.
Especially with my tooth, but even without that problem, I wouldn't do that. Did you dunk the bread into the water?
No, and some were doing that. Some of my competitors were, and it was nauseating just seeing that. I can't get behind that whole water.
Did you have any reversals? Did any of it come back out?
No. I actually went and had a few beers after that.
Oh, boy, look at you.
A lot of people thought T-Bird was high for that, Bob, that was his secret, but he claims he wasn't.
I would never engage in a contest like that. I don't want to eat that fast. It can't do good to your system.
No performance-enhancing drugs were used.
I don't know, man. I'm the one who saw you walking in. I was the last person to see T-Bird walking into
he
the
wished
hot
me
dog
luck.
Eating contest. I wished him luck, but I also sensed something might be amiss. And I think that was his advantage, Bob. He was higher than Le'Veon Bell on McKnight Road.
You know, okay, well, if that happens, then you can do things without even knowing you're doing them. So if you're going to down that many hot dogs, you may need to be high.
That's a good line. All right, Bob, this place is filling up. Look at this.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in.
Look
at Feed the Need and also looking around at the Baseball Card Castle,
yeah.
Plus making deals. You know, they're buying their own memorabilia here.
It's like taking a walk right back into your childhood if you love sports. It really is. It'll blow your mind. This is Bob's first time here, and he's in that state right now. Look at the Sandy Koufax autograph photos back there, Bob.
Listen, there's stuff from every sport and every key player in those sports. It's pretty amazing how he's assembled this after 35 years in business. But, you know, the reputation matters. He's got a great reputation here, and everything you see is well documented. It's all authentic, and there's a lot of it.